The war in Ukraine and its visiting president take center stage at the United Nations this week, but developing countries will be vying for the spotlight as well as they push for faster action on poverty and inequality at the first full-on meeting of world leaders since the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted travel 3 years ago. The annual meeting at the UN General Assembly takes place at a polarizing and divisive juncture in history, the most fraught and dangerous since the Cold War, according to many analysts and diplomats. They point to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, which upended already difficult relations among major powers as well as the ongoing impact of the pandemic, high food prices, the worsening climate emergency, escalating conflicts, and the world's failure to tackle poverty, hunger and gender inequality. For developing countries, the top priority is the UN's two-day summit starting Monday, aimed at generating action by world leaders to achieve 17 wide-ranging and badly lagging global goals by 2030. In addition to ending extreme poverty and hunger, the goals include ensuring quality secondary education for all children, achieving gender equality and taking urgent action to combat climate change. At current rates, not a single one will be achieved. High-level meetings on issues including pandemic prevention and universal healthcare are also on tap. When the annual high-level meeting of the 193-member General Assembly begins Tuesday, presidents, prime ministers and monarchs from 145 countries are scheduled to speak, a very high number that reflects the multitude of global crises and lack of action. For the first time in years, US President Joe Biden will be the only leader from the five powerful veto-wielding nations on the UN Security Council attending in person. This has sparked private grumbling from developing country diplomats that key global players won't be listening to their demands, which need billions of dollars to implement. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters last week that he didn't think a leader's presence is more relevant or less relevant. What counts is whether their government is prepared to make commitments on the UN goals and many other issues during the week.